ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जाय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। हरे कृष्णा। सो वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम श्रीमद् भागवतम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 14 वर्स 1 चैप्टर एंटाइटल ब्रह्मास प्रेयर्स टू लॉर्ड कृष्णा। श्री ब्रह्म उवाच नौमिद्यते ब्रवपुषे तदिदंबराय गुंजावतं सपरिपिच्छल सन्मुखाय वन्यस्रजे कवलवित्र विशान वेणु लक्ष्मश्रिये मृदुपदे पशुपंकजाय पंगजाय। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट। लॉर्ड ब्रह्मा सेड, My dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore I offer my humble obeisances and prayers just to please you. O son of the King of Cowherds, your transcendental body is dark blue like a new cloud. Your garment is brilliant like lightning, and the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and the peacock feather on your head. Wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves and equipped with a herding stick, a buffalo horn and a flute, you stand beautifully with a morsel of food in your hand. Purport. In the previous chapter, Brahma, the creator of the universe, tried to bewilder the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Lord Krishna, by stealing his cowherd boyfriends and calves. But by a slight exhibition of Krishna's own mystic potency, Brahma himself was completely bewildered. And now, with great humility and devotion, he offers his humble obeisances and prayers unto the Lord. The word kavala in this verse refers to a morsel of rice mixed with yogurt that Krishna held in his left hand. According to Sanatan Goswami, the Lord held a cowherding stick and a buffalo horn pressed under his left arm, and his flute was placed under his belt. Beautiful young Krishna, decorated with multicolored forest minerals, exhibited opulences far greater than those of Vaikuntha. Although Brahma had seen innumerable four-armed forms of the Lord, he now surrendered unto the lotus feet of the two-armed form of Krishna, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. Brahma offered his prayers to that form. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha श्री चैतन्या मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपा कदामयं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं वंदेहं श्रीगुरुः श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश्च श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवम् साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्य देवं श्री राधा कृष्ण पादान सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगतपते
Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Dapta Kanchana Gaurangi Shri Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Shrimate Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatya Desha Tarine Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Gauravaktavinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare
So we'll read the translation again. Lord Brahma said, My dear Lord, you are the only worshipable Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and therefore I offer my humble obeisances and prayers just to please you. O son of the king of the cowherds, your transcendental body is dark blue like a new cloud. Your garment is brilliant like lightning, and the beauty of your face is enhanced by your gunja earrings and the peacock feather on your head. Wearing garlands of various forest flowers and leaves and equipped with a herding stick, a buffalo horn and a flute, you stand beautifully with a morsel of food in your hand. Hare Krishna. So first, I'd like to welcome all the devotees who have come for our Sunday feast here today. And thank you for taking out your time. So we are going to be discussing today about the topic of beautiful Krishna. So we have all heard, most of you might have heard the meaning of the word Krishna. Anyone knows meaning of word Krishna? All attractive. Sarva akarshayati iti Krishna. So Krishna is all attractive. He is the most attractive person in the entire universe. Now we have heard this many times, and but we don't have full experience of this. We don't really understand what the beauty of Krishna is, and it is impossible to even describe with words. With whatever little words, vocabulary one may have, it's very difficult to describe the beauty of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As they say, it's like showing candle to the sun, with our very limited intelligence, we cannot. But if we take shelter of the words of Srimad Bhagavatam, we take shelter of the words of the Acharyas, then we can get a glimpse, little bit, it is like, with very little intelligence, with very little facility, still, you can still try to understand a little bit about this Supreme Lord Krishna. So we'll try to discuss that today. So before we get into that, we need to understand what is the context of this Leela, where Brahma is, referring to, he's saying that I surrender to your lotus feet. What has happened before this? So it's a very interesting leela, very beautiful pastime of the Lord. So Krishna, with all his gopa friends, so Krishna was a young boy, very small boy, and he used to take calves for tending in the forests of Vrindavan. And daily, you know, he would go with many, there were many hundreds and thousands of gopa friends. They would all go together. And with many thousands of calves, they would all go for grazing in the forest. So when they went to the forest, every day or every alternate day, some demon would attack. You know, some demon sent by Kamsa, somebody would attack. And Krishna would very nicely kill those demons. And then after killing those demons, he would just continue playing, you know, they would play with all the boyfriends and they would all have games and run around, climb on trees, climb on each other, wrestle. They would do everything. Maja karte, have good fun. This is what they would do every day, daily basis. On one particular day, one very horrible demon called Aghasur, so he was killed. Now this particular day happened to be the appearance day of Lord Balram, brother of Krishna, elder brother of Krishna. Now because it is appearance day of Balram, Rohini, his mother, told him that why don't you stay back today, you don't go for, you know, calf grazing, tum yahi pe raho, ghar pe raho. So Balram said okay, he was at home and all the other boys went with Krishna. So after they went to the forest, Aghasur was killed. Now Aghasur is a big demon. So after Aghasur was killed, all the demigods were showering flowers and news reached Brahma also. Brahma in Brahmaloka, he also felt that, you know, I should also see. You know, itna bada asur mara gaya hai, to dekhna to chahiye kaun hai, who has done it, right? So Brahma came and he was glancing. So who has killed this Aghasur? And when he looked down, what did he see? He saw that this person Krishna, who we all know, and Brahma also, since Brahma is not some era-gera person, you have to understand, he is the creator of this universe. He is a secondary creator, but he has created everything. Hamara jo sharir hai, with all its intricate machinery inside, digestion, circulation, air circulation, so many things, all designed by Brahma. Okay, so he is not some ordinary person, you know, with less intelligence. Super intelligent, he is the most intelligent person in this entire universe. So when somebody is very, very intelligent, if they see something which is very ordinary, they are not able to comprehend. Unko nahi chamakta hai. Aisa hi hai, because they are very intelligent, so they are difficult to accept ordinary things. Now when he looked down, what did he see? After killing of Aghasur, you know, it was a very beautiful sight. Very nice, you know, on the banks of Yamuna, all the cowherd boys, all the gopas, they were all playing, they were sharing their lunch. It was a very beautiful sight. Every day after killing of demon, they would all feel hungry. Ki bahut mehnat kar liya, abhi kuch, you know, khayenge ya, let's eat our dabba. And they would all carry their dabba, which mother has, their respective mothers have given a dabba. So they would all eat that. So now, how they would eat is also very beautiful. See, if somebody is the center of your life, agar aap kisi se bahut zyada prem karte ho, to aap ye nahi chahoge ki wo aapke dhyan se, aapke aankhon ke samne ek pal ke liye bhi ojhal ho jaye. You don't want them to disappear from your eyes even for a moment, correct? You want to see them all the time. Yaar, samne hone chahiye, bas, I want to see. So Krishna was also like that. He was so dear to all the gopas, they did not want to lose sight of him for one second also. Now you imagine, if they all sat, you know, in a particular formation, like as a circle mein baithe, and Krishna sits in one of the circles, then he will be with his back to somebody. They will not be able to see him properly because koi beech mein aayega. So what they would do is, Krishna would sit in the center, and around him, all of them would sit in circles. Concentric circles. So one circle, uske around another circle, uske around another circle. So all the gopas would sit in circles around Krishna. And they would all look at him. They would eat their own dabba. They would offer him, Krishna, see what my mother has brought today. See this, see that. And they would keep offering him. And he would offer what his dabba is there. And he would reciprocate with everyone. And they were very lovingly, you know, reciprocating pastimes with Krishna. It's a very beautiful sight. Now what happened was, it is described that Krishna was stealing from the dabbas. like all children do. You know, chote bachche, you would have seen, aapne khud bhi kabhi kiya hoga, when you were in school, you steal from the dabba of your friend, because he has brought something very nice, you know. Even today people do it, you know, some child has brought some noodles or pasta or something. Then everyone forgets their dabba, they make a beeline for that dabba. Everyone wants that dabba only. So like that, Krishna also, he was stealing from somebody's dabba and eating, just as a heart dal ke khaya, you know. And wo uska jhuta hai. Wo usne already khaya hua hai, but Krishna would grab it and eat it. Hey, you're not giving me. Give me. So he would steal it and eat it. And like this kind of pastimes are going on. And then it is described, the Vrajvasis describe one more pastime, which may have happened at this time or another time, where Madhumangal. So Madhumangal was the friend, very dear Brahmana friend of Krishna. So Madhumangal was very fond of eating. He used to like to eat, he used to carry extra, you know, so that achha se khane ko mile baba. So one day Madhumangal had brought, and every day there was the practice that they would all share their dabba and eat. And Madhumangal very grudgingly he would give, you know, he was not very happy giving to all the other Gopas and to Krishna, but theek hai, abhi dena padega, to chalo yaar. So he would give. But one day his mother had given him chhas in a nice pot. Mattha, bolte na mattha. So he was very much looking forward to drinking it all by himself. Mere ko kisi ke saath share nahi karna hai, Krishna ke saath to surely share nahi karna hai, pura wahi pi jayenge, mujhe hi peena hai. So what happened was, when they were all sitting in circles and they were eating like this, you know, they were all nicely eating. And then quietly na Madhumangal, he slipped out of the circle. Wo thoda piche hat gaye. और धीरे से जाके एक पेड़ के पीछे छुप के ही स्टार्टेड ड्रिंकिंग द मट्ठा. वेरी गुड यार, कोई नहीं है, मैं अकेला पी जाता हूं. सो ही स्टार्टेड ड्रिंकिंग एंड ड्रिंकिंग. एंड कृष्णा, नो कृष्णा इज द सुप्रीम लॉर्ड, इज परमात्मा इन एवरीवन्स हार्ट. सो कृष्णा इमीडिएटली केम टू नो कि ये कुछ गड़बड़ कर रहा है. सो यहां से वेर इज मधुमंगल. सो ऑल स्टार्ट लुकिंग, वेर इज मधुमंगल, अरे नहीं है इधर, लुक्स लाइक ही इज हाइडिंग, लेट्स फाइंड हिम. सो दे ऑल रैन एंड दे फाउंड द ट्री बिहाइंड विच मधुमंगल वॉज sitting and drinking the matta at full speed, maybe he doesn't want to share with anyone. And just when they reached, he finished drinking the whole pot. And his mouth was so big, his mouth was full of matta. And at that time, Krishna came in front of, you didn't give me matta, and he did this, and all the chhas which was in his mouth came flying out. And Krishna opened his mouth, and all that chhas went into his mouth. And all the gopas were laughing, and Krishna was laughing, and even Madhumangal, he felt, you know, little guilty and little angry and little love, and a very beautiful sight going on. So these kind of pastimes would go on every day. And Brahmaji, he comes and sees this. I say, ye kya chal raha hai? You know, what is this going on? You see, when we offer to the Lord, when we offer to Shri Radha Gopinath, we don't offer like this. Le Bhagwan, mere jhuta hai, tu kha. No. With great awe and reverence, in a beautiful silver plate, which is not touched by anybody. Only Brahmanas, you know, proper qualified Brahmanas can put the offerings. Then they put tulsi leaf nicely. Then they go, they place it in front of the Lord with proper, you know, upcharas and mudras. Then, you know, with a very prayerful attitude, they offer to the Lord, my Lord, please accept. And then they go. And then Krishna accepts. Krishna says, patram pushpam phalam toyam yome bhakti. Prayachati tadaham bhakti ruparitam ashnami. I will eat, he said, I will accept. So he accepts. When you offer with so much love and reverence, love and devotion, he accepts. So you imagine if a pujari who is there, he sees someone doing this. Jo Gopinath ka jo pujari hai, wo dekhta hai ki koi shabri ke jaisa muh se kha ke direct bhagwan le kha, aise muh bhagwan ke upar fekhenge. He'll not be able to say, hey, kya kar rahe? Don't you understand? This is the Supreme Lord, you cannot do this. Right? So same way, when Brahma saw this, because of his super intelligence, he was not able to understand what are the loving pastimes that Krishna has with his intimate loving devotees. He was not able to understand. He said, nahi yaar, bahut zyada ho gaya, tum nahi samajh rahe, kuch chamak nahi raha hai mereko. So then, what he did, he said, let me test. Mujhe lagta hai, kuch to gadbad. This, how can this be Krishna? How can this be Supreme Lord, something is wrong. Let me just do a quick test. So he quickly kidnapped. First he kidnapped all the calves. So the boy started saying, where are the calves? Where are the calves? So Krishna said, one minute, I'll go and see. So Krishna went And when Krishna went, he saw, he couldn't see the calves anywhere. So Krishna also, he acted as though he's bewildered. He got bewildered for a moment. He said, kidhar chale gaye suddenly? And then when he came back, he saw that all the gopas are also gone. So Brahma first kidnapped the calves, then he kidnapped the gopas. And then when Krishna comes back, he says, gaye bhi gayab, gopas bhi gayab, kya chal raha hai? For a moment he got bewildered. Then he understood. He is the Supreme Lord, so he immediately understood that this is Brahma ji ka. Kuch gadbad kar raha hai Brahma ji. Chalo, theek hai. If he wants to see who I am, I'll show him. Immediately, so Brahma had gone. See, now Brahma lives in a different time zone. So unke liye going coming is probably 1 or 2 minutes. Right? It's not a very long. 1 second he goes and comes back. In the meantime, a lot of time passes over here on the earth. So Krishna, he immediately manifested from his body all the gopas whom Brahma had kidnapped. All of them again manifested. All the gopas were there. And he again expanded himself into all the calves. In one moment he did that. Okay? And then with all the gopas and all the calves, he went back to Vrindavan. And when he went back to Vrindavan, in Vrindavan what happened? All the cows, when they saw the calves coming back, now these calves were exactly looking like their calves only. But what is the difference? They were Krishna. All the gopas who went back, they all were having the same dress, same poshak, same mannerisms, same voice, same habits, same everything. Exact replica Krishna made. But still, when the gopis, when they met their children, they felt something different today. See, Vrindavan is a special place. Golok Vrindavan is a special place. Why? Because if you see, in any home, if someone has a child, right, they are all attached to their child. Sabko apna bachcha acha lagta hai. Jab tak bachche bade nahi ho jate, but chote hai tab sabko apne bachche acche lagte hai. They are very attached to their children. Now, कोई नेबर का बच्चा होगा, you know, उसको कुछ लग जाए, कुछ तकलीफ हो, ठीक है, बेचारा उसको लगा रहेगा, बेचारा, you know, but मेरे बच्चे को कुछ नहीं हुआ. So, everyone loves their child more than neighboring child. But Vrindavan was different. Vrindavan में, because the Supreme Lord Krishna was there, all the gopis, they loved Krishna more than their child also. They loved their child, obviously. But they loved Krishna much more than even their child. So what fortune this mother Yashoda has that she has Krishna as her child. They were all thinking, you know, see, Krishna comes to our home and he steals butter. Oh, sab to theek hai. But, you know, Yashoda Mai, she gets to, you know, bathe him. She gets to decorate him. She gets to dress him. She gets to feed him. We don't get to do all these things. So in a transcendental way, they were envious of Mother Yashoda, and with such love they say, oh, Krishna is so beautiful. And they wanted to serve Krishna a little bit more than they were already doing. But for this 1 year when, you know, Krishna manifested as their children, for that 1 year, they felt that they loved their child as much as Krishna. They were not able to understand. Kya ho gaya mere ladle mein aaj ki mere ko aaj uspe itna pyar aa raha hai. Nahi samajh mein aa raha hai. But they were loving that child as much as Krishna for 1 year because he was Krishna. And after 1 year, for 1 year nothing happened. And 1 year has passed. Brahma has gone and he's not yet come back. And in that 1 year, nobody came to know. See how Krishna is so perfect. He is the greatest Mayavi. He can create the greatest illusion. He created this illusion. Nobody came to know. Kisi ko nahi. Even Balaram didn't come to know. Balaram is also Supreme Personality of Godhead. But Krishna did such a fantastic illusion, even Balaram didn't understand. How he came to know? One day he saw that on the forest of Govardhan, you know, Govardhan Hill, on top of Govardhan Hill, all these cows were on the top of the hill. They were grazing on the top of the hill. And at the bottom of the hill, the calves came, you know. And when the calves came, Balaramji is seeing this, all the cows came running down the slope, full speed mein niche bhaag ke aaye, with their tails in the air. You know, they're running full speed. And when they reached the cows, they were licking and licking, and then, you know, udders were just oozing out milk, and they were licking and licking these cows, almost like, you know, overwhelming them. When Balramji saw this, he said, Dal mein zarur kuch kala hai. Ye kuch kahana ne kuch kiya hai. Krishna has done something. That's when he came to know. Okay. Now, in the meanwhile, what happens is, Brahma, every day Krishna would come like this to Vrindavan, you know, to the forest, graze the calves, and you know, all the games and pastimes were going on. Now, Brahmaji comes back. From human calculation, 1 year has passed. Brahmaji, few moments. He comes, and he looks, and he sees, Krishna is there. Those same gopas are there. Same calves are there. He said, "Arey, kuch gadbad ho gaya. Looks like, you know, they came back." So he runs back full speed. And he sees all the cows and gopas are there only where he had hidden them. He runs back again. Again he sees the cows and, you know, and gopas. So he gets completely bewildered. He says, "Kya chal raha hai? Kuch to gadbad hai. I have placed them there. I came back. I saw they are here only. But they are there also and they are here also." And he became completely bewildered. And he surrendered. He realized that yeh zarur Krishna has done something. And then when he surrenders, you know, he's looking at Krishna, he's looking at the gopas, he's looking at the calves. Right in front of his eyes, what happens? All the gopas and all the calves, they turned into four-armed form of Vishnu. All of them became Narayan. Right in front of his eyes. Now you imagine. See, wo kehte na ki Krishna is, now Krishna is the source of Vishnu. And Vishnu, see, Krishna is the source of Balaram. Then from Balaram there comes the Chaturbhuj, you know, the Chaturvyuha. You know, Sankarshan, Anirudh, Vasudeva, Pradyumna. Then from them comes one incarnation. From that comes Mahavishnu, from whom all the universes come. Then within each universe, there is Garbhodakshay Vishnu. From Garbhodakshay Vishnu's navel comes the lotus from whom Brahma comes. So already 5-6 level aage between Brahma and Lord Krishna. Right? But Garbhodakshay Vishnu is his Lord, immediate creator. Now if you imagine, if he sees one Garbhodakshay Vishnu, immediately Lord Brahma will pay obeisances. You imagine if he sees thousands of Garbhodakshay Vishnu jaise, you know, Narayan all over the place. And Brahmaji was completely bewildered. You couldn't understand what is going on. So Brahma, all have become Vishnu. So he just, like a flat rod, he just fell down with all four heads, it's described. He touched Lord Krishna's feet and said, "Galti ho gayi, maaf karna," you know. And then he starts glorifying Krishna. And that is what we have just discussed, this verse. This is the first verse of Lord Brahma's prayers to Krishna. So Brahmaji was trying to bewilder Krishna, but Krishna gives it back to him, sood samet, with interest. You know, okay, you're trying to bewilder me? Okay, let me show you. With a brief glimpse of Krishna's glories, he shows Brahma, you know, his place. So, Brahmaji, like how Brahmaji understood, after this pastime he understood that it is not possible to understand. We cannot understand Krishna by our senses. If Brahma with all his intelligence cannot understand, what is our chance of understanding? We also cannot understand. So in this chapter, Brahmaji acknowledges the opulences of Krishna. So like while Brahma creates one universe, millions of universes described in this chapter in one place, millions of universes are springing from the body of Mahavishnu like dust particles enter a room. You know, sometimes you see if a window is open and the sun is there, you can see dust particles entering. Like how dust particles enter a room, in the same way universes are being created from the body of Mahavishnu. This is the position of the Supreme Lord. So we have to understand. So he understands. And he starts then declaring that the original identity of sweetness of Krishna is even more difficult to comprehend than his opulence as Vishnu. So although Brahma has seen innumerable four-armed forms of the Lord, he now surrendered unto the lotus feet of the two-armed form of Krishna, who appeared as the son of Nanda Maharaj. So what is it about Krishna? What is it about this Supreme Lord that is more attractive than even Narayan? Even Brahma is forced to acknowledge. So it is described that all living entities have certain opulences, certain qualities, right? And the empowered living entities have little bit more of these qualities, and ordinary people have little less of these qualities, right? So normally, I am not sure of the exact number, but it is said that around, Brahma has around 52 of these. We people have around 48 qualities, but in less degree. Brahma has around 52. Lord Shiva has around 56. And Lord Vishnu Narayan has around 60. 60 of these qualities. And Lord Shiva, Brahma, Vishnu, they are like perfected human beings. They are perfected beings. Lord Vishnu is, all three are, Vishnu and Shiva are direct incarnations of Krishna. They are direct incarnations of the Supreme Lord. But even with 60 of these opulences in full and perfect measure, it is said that Lord Krishna has 4 more opulences that even Narayan doesn't have. There are 4 things about Lord Krishna that even Lord Vishnu does not have. So what are these 4 opulences? We will quickly discuss one by one. So the first one is called Leela Madhuri. That the pastimes of Krishna are extraordinary in nature. We don't hear about Lord Narayan having these kind of pastimes. We don't hear about Lord Narayan running away from battle and then being called Ranchod. We don't hear about Lord Narayan being tied by his mother, and then being called Lord Damodar. So Krishna's pastimes are so sweet. They are so extraordinary in nature that they attract the hearts of the devotees. He just chheen lete apne devotees ka hriday ko. Why? Because it is very difficult to understand for someone who is so extraordinarily great, who is the source of everything. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, Aham sarvasya prabhavo, matta sarvam pravartate. That I am the cause of everything in this material and spiritual world. Everything emanates from me. For that person who is source of everything, including Narayan, Shiva, Brahma, everyone, he is source of everything, he becomes afraid of Mother Yashoda when she comes with a stick. How do we understand this? How do we see the sweetness in this? So Krishna's pastimes are unlimitedly sweet. Therefore, Leela Madhuri. So Krishna has unconventional, unimaginable pastimes. None of the demigods have any of these pastimes. You never heard of Lord Shiva doing these things. You never heard of Vishnu doing these things. Never heard of Brahma doing any of these things. It is Lord Krishna who Manmohan. He attracts the mind with his uncommon, beautiful pastimes. Leela Madhuri. Then, he has Prema Madhuri. Another thing about Krishna is his loving pastimes. He has beautiful pastimes, but he has pastimes of love with his devotees. What love Krishna shares with his pure devotees is unimaginable again. Very beautiful. How Krishna loves. There are so many stories in Krishna book that we can read, where Krishna shows the love that he has for his devotees. There is a story of this lady who comes to sell fruits. How Krishna, he gives her a few grains of rice. She says, I want to buy these fruits. And she has so much love for Krishna. She wants to give him everything. So Krishna asks, what can I give, And he comes back with some grains. He takes some grains. He has seen his mother giving grains in return for other things. So he's a small baby. He comes, he takes some grains and he carries it. And by the time he comes, all the grains have fallen on. Nothing is remaining. Hardly 2-3 grains are there. And he gives her. But when this fruit seller, when she sees Krishna, the captivating beauty of Krishna, she's so captivated. She has a beautiful smile. There's a beautiful painting, in ISKCON. So you can see that painting, that expression on her face. With such love, she says, you just take whatever fruits you want. Take everything. And he gives us a few grains. And later when she goes back, she says those grains have turned into huge amount of jewelry and gold and everything. But she is not interested in that because she has received the prime jewel of love of Krishna. So this love that Krishna has for his devotees, you know, we discuss Jai Radha Madhav Kunja Bihari, Gopi Jana Vallabha Giri Varadhari, Yashoda Nandana, Braja Jana Ranjana. So he is the one who entertains and attracts the hearts of the Vrajvasis with his love. Because he is so loving towards them and they are so loving towards him, this love just keeps on increasing. It is not that the love of this material world is mostly lust. It is mostly lust. It is based on some selfish motive or the other. But Krishna's love for his devotees is pure. Ahaituki apratiyata. Krishna's love and the devotee's love for Krishna. It is without any material motivation. So this kind of prema madhuri also Krishna has, which no other, you know, no other great entity has got. Then the third one is Venu Madhuri, the flute of Krishna. So Krishna has a flute. You don't see flute with anyone else. Now this flute is not ordinary flute. When Krishna starts playing the Venu, the flute, it is such a beautiful transcendental sound. See, for those of you who have been fortunate enough to hear flute in this world, you know, you may have heard great players like Hari Prasad Chaurasia and this and that, you know, who play the flute. Now, that flute sounds very beautiful. But when Krishna plays the flute, it is extraordinarily beautiful. So it, you know, the gopis describe that it enters into our ears, that sound, and it captures our heart. Matlab, we become prisoners. When Krishna starts playing the flute, we just drop everything and run to Krishna when he plays the flute. So his flute has the capacity to drag people from where they are and bring them to his lotus feet. His flute has the capacity to change the laws of nature. So it is described when Krishna plays first note, second note, third note, fourth note, when he plays the fifth note of his Venu, of his flute, that fifth note is said to be so enchantingly captivating. At that time, the laws of nature start changing. People start, what is sthavara, what is stationary, starts moving. And what is moving becomes stationary. So all the, you know, all when Krishna is playing the flutes, when he starts playing the flute, all the animals, all the deers, all the cows, they come with their ears erect and they are just listening, you know, very nicely. And they are enchanted, they are restlessly listening to Krishna. But when he plays the fifth note, all the animals freeze. They just freeze. They become stationary. They can't move. Their bodies stop responding. They just become completely paralyzed. And all the animals, all the gopas, gopis, when they listen to the fifth note, they become paralyzed. They can't move. And at that time, the Yamuna, which is flowing, she also freezes. She stops flowing. And the stones beneath their feet, they start melting. The stones start melting. The trees start trembling. So things which are stationary start moving, and those which are moving become stationary. So this is the extraordinary feature of Krishna's Venu. When Krishna plays the flute, this is the impact it has on his pure devotees. So we spoke about what? We spoke about Leela Madhuri, Prema Madhuri, Venu Madhuri. And then, can't say the topmost, but the most attractive, Rupa Madhuri. The beauty of Krishna, which is where we are finally coming to our topic today. So, so the beauty of Krishna is being described in this verse. You know, we have this conception of beauty in this material world. You know, all of us understand, when we say beautiful, we all know. Everyone knows what beauty is. Everyone has their own conception of beauty. But it's described, the beauty of this material world is nothing. It is nothing compared to even heavenly planet. So once Sannyasi had mentioned that, Bhakti Purushottam Maharaj, he had mentioned that, you know, what is the beauty of this material world versus what is the beauty in the spiritual world. So he explained in steps. Stepwise bataya unhone. He said, if you take the most beautiful woman of this earth planet, whom we call Miss, Miss Universe. So Miss Earth ne bola, Miss Universe. So, sare universe mein sabse sundar. If you take the most beautiful woman in entire whatever our experience is there, and you compare her to one of the apsaras in heavenly planets, one of them, anyone, koi ek chunlu, then that Miss Universe will look like a toad, like a frog in comparison to her. She is so beautiful. Apsaras are so very beautiful compared to the beauty of this earth. Earth planet mein koi apsara aage to hum log usko tolerate nahi kar payenge. It will be too much for us. Our senses are not made for that kind of beauty. Then he said, even more beautiful are the Lakshmis of Vaikuntha. So Vaikuntha, those who are serving Lord Narayan, millions of Lakshmis are serving Lord Narayan. So those Lakshmis, if they come in front of Apsaras of heavenly planets, then those Apsaras will look like frogs. They will not look so beautiful. And even more beautiful than the Lakshmis in Vaikuntha, are the gopis of Golok Vrindavan, where the Supreme Lord resides in the spiritual world. So therefore he was explaining, this is why envy comes. If someone so beautiful is there, and their entire focus is only on one person, Krishna, then naturally others in the spiritual world, it could happen. If you are not a pure devotee, if you have something, you may think that, "Arey, why not me? You know, even I want to have their adoration." So that's how envy can come up. So you have to understand that the beauty of gopis in Goloka is incomparable. We cannot imagine what is their beauty. And all of them are attracted to whom? Krishna. Their attraction is only for Krishna. They are so attracted. Like today Prabhuji mentioned, you know, first time in the past time, beautiful. Radheshyam Prabhu in the morning Bhagavatam class is mentioning that how when Krishna, the pastime is there, how when Srimati Radharani appeared, she came with her eyes closed, hands were not moving, nothing. But when Krishna comes and he looks at her from the palna, that's when she opens her eyes. And first time she sees Krishna, the Lord of her life, she sees. Then after that is a long gap. After many years, also some 3-4 years later, then Radharani again sees Krishna. And that time, you know, he's with peacock feather and beautiful, you know, dressed. And she sees him. And she sees so beautiful. She says, Krishna is so beautiful. When she sees him, she's completely captivated by his beauty. And then Krishna sees Radharani. And he is captivated by her beauty. And he falls unconscious. When he sees her beauty, Krishna, imagine Supreme Lord. He's the controller of all material and spiritual worlds. But when he sees Radharani, he fell unconscious. He could not contain himself. He fell unconscious. So like that. That is the beauty of Srimati Radharani and beauty of Krishna. So you know, imagine there are many pastimes in the Krishna book. It is mentioned like when Rukmini. Now Rukmini is, you know, she is again direct. She is a consort of Lord Narayan. So she comes as wife of Krishna in Krishna Leela. So when she came, Rukmini's beauty was such, she was so beautiful, that when she stepped out, she had sent a letter to Krishna that please come and kidnap me. You know, please come and kidnap me. She had told that, Lord, please, what is meant for the lion is going to be taken by the jackal. She calls Shishupala jackal. She says, the jackal is going to come and eat what is meant for the lion. So please come and kidnap me. And she gives full instructions. Pura batati hai unko. Ki kaise aana hai, kya time ko aana hai, main idhar khadi rahungi. Either here or here, one of these two places you can come and kidnap. Full detailed instructions are given. So Krishna doesn't, you know, he doesn't make a mistake. So after giving all full instructions, when that moment comes, she comes into the temple, she prays to the Devi that please, you know, I have sent a message. Brahmana has come back saying that, yeah, Krishna has accepted your invitation. He has come. But kahin dikhai nahi de rahe hai. Kahan hai? Where is he? So she didn't. So this is Krishna's speciality. This is part of Leela Madhuri. To make the longing of the devotee very intense, sometimes he vanishes from their sight. He doesn't come only. And their anxiety is increasing. So she's becoming more and more anxious. Now I'm going to come out. So when she comes out of the temple, she comes out and she is, you know, just standing there, very beautiful Rukmini Devi, she's standing there. And all the princes, Shishupal, Jarasan, sab khade udhar apne chariot mein. When they see Mother Rukmini, just one glance at her, they cannot tolerate her beauty. You know, sir, sometimes you cannot tolerate somebody. But here you cannot tolerate the beauty of Mother Rukmini. She is so beautiful that they see her and they fall unconscious. They start falling off their chariots. You know, unko dekh ke hi wo gir jate hain. They start falling off. Many of them are unconscious, this, that. And Rukmini at that time is in great anxiety. She's thinking, where is Krishna? Yeah, I had told him that either this place or this place, this is the second place. He's still not there. I can see all these people, they're all waiting for me. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? And then, suddenly out of the blue, Krishna just appears as though nothing happened. He just comes, takes her hand, puts her on the chariot and drives away. And all the, you know, other princes, those who are still conscious, they're telling, Arey Shishupal, dekho kya ho gaya? That coward boy has come and he's taken away your... And they say, what was meant for the lion is being taken by the jackal. They also say the same thing. Okay. And then they run and so on. So, we can imagine that this is the beauty of Rukmini Devi. So, what is the beauty of Krishna? We cannot even think. So, like this... You know, the beauty of Krishna is described. So in the Brahma Samhita, Brahma says, Venum kvanantam aravinda dalaya taksham barhavatam samasitam budasundarangam kandarpa koti kamaniya vishesha shobham govindamadi purusham tamaham bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval lord, who is adept in playing on his flute. With blooming eyes like lotus petals, with head decked with peacock feather, with a figure of beauty tinged with the hue of blue clouds, and his unique loveliness charming millions of cupids. What a description. Brahmaji, now he can say Brahmaji is very sober and you know, but what a beautiful description he's giving of Krishna's beauty. He says, I worship Govinda who is adept on playing his flute. We already discussed that. With blooming eyes like lotus petals. There is a reason why the beauty of Krishna, they say lotus face, they say lotus eyes, lotus feet. There is a reason for that. Because lotus is a very beautiful flower. For those of you who have seen the lotus, it's a very beautiful flower. Even the petals, you know, ek to usna formation rehta hai. Even the petals are very beautiful, you know, very beautiful colors, pink, purple, white, red, all different colors you can see in the petals from the whorl, from where it is coming out. Very, very beautiful. And the shape of the petal is also, you know, that aisa almond jaisa, beautiful shape it is there, the petal. So, the beauty of Krishna's face, the beauty of Krishna's eyes are compared to lotus. Why? Because aur kuch hai nahi, kiske saath compare kare? When something is so beautiful, with what you can compare? Koi bhi adjective kam pad jata hai. Koi bhi comparison kam pad jata hai. So like that is his beauty. Then head decked with peacock feather. So you see, many of you, whoever has... any of the Matajis who have learned dancing, Bharatnatyam or whatever, and those of you who have seen dancing, you would have very often seen, you know, they show that, you know, the mudra of Krishna with his peacock feather. So even the peacock feather, of course, peacock itself is such a beautiful creature created by Krishna, but that peacock feather becomes even more beautiful. As it is, if you hold a peacock feather in your hand, it's very beautiful. But when it is placed on the head of the Supreme Lord, it becomes even more beautiful. उसका ब्यूटी बहुत ज्यादा बढ़ जाता है. कृष्णा का भी ब्यूटी बढ़ जाता है एंड उस फेदर का भी ब्यूटी बढ़ जाता है. सो दिस इज द ट्रांसेंडेंटल गेम कॉम्पिटिशन दैट इज गोइंग ऑन इन स्पिरिचुअल वर्ल्ड. इट्स नॉट एज इफ कृष्णाज ब्यूटी इज टेम्पोररी. इट इज नॉट एज इफ इट इज स्थावर. इट इज स्टेशनरी. इट इज फॉर एवर इंक्रीजिंग. सो वील डिस्कस एज वी गो अलॉन्ग इफ वी हैव टाइम. सो with a figure of beauty tinged with a hue of blue clouds. Shama Sundara. You know, we say that, of course, in India, you know, all of us are very conditioned, you know, because of 200 years of British rule. We are all conditioned to be looking at people as fair people as beautiful. You know, But even someone who is very dark with beautiful features is very, very attractive. And Krishna with his Shama Ranga, Shama Varna, beautiful color like fresh monsoon cloud. A monsoon cloud which is dark, black, blue. It's a very beautiful combination of colors. That color is the color of Krishna. He is called Shama Sundara. When you see this beautiful form of Krishna, it is described by Rupa Goswami that if you have lot of material desires, please do not go to Vamsi Bhat. There you will see the threefold bending form of Shama Sundar. And you will be fully attracted and you will forget everything. Sab bhool jaoge. And you will be attracted by this curved Krishna will enter into your heart and make a place there. So this is the beauty of Krishna. Beautiful Shama Sundar. Then, unique loveliness, charming millions of cupids. Then, he says, Alola Chandraka Lasadva Namalya Vamsi Ratna Gadam Pranayakeli Kalavilasam Shamam Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govindamadi Purusham Tamaham Bhajami. I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, round whose neck is swinging a garland of flowers, beautified with the moon locket. Garland of flowers. So if you see Gopinath, you know, beautiful garlands. So Matajis every day, they make these wonderful garlands for Gopinath, for Gopalji. Even that garland, it becomes more beautiful when Krishna wears it. It is beautiful by itself also, but when the Lord wears it, that garland looks beautiful. See, when you give, you know, suppose you give a new gift of a dress, you know, to your wife, then the right etiquette for you to say is that this dress looks beautiful on you. You don't say you look beautiful because of this dress. Ye dress nahi hota to matlab thoda problem tha. Dress hai karke achhe lag rahe. No, we say this dress looks beautiful on you. In the same way, when we see the Supreme Lord, when we see the alankar put on the Lord, when we see the beautiful decoration, jewelry, you know, some nice dots put on his face, and you know, the tilak, the beautiful way the kamarband is put, the way beautifully the dhoti is put, the turban is put, the way the, you know, the flute is also decorated. When we look at these things, we should see each of these things looks so beautiful. Why they look beautiful? Because they are connected with Krishna. Because they are directly connected with Krishna, they become infinitely more beautiful. Right? So even a garland looks beautiful with Krishna. Then, yeah, whose two hands are adorned with the flute and jeweled ornaments, who always revels in pastimes of love, whose graceful threefold bending form of Shama Sundara is eternally manifest. So in another place in the Srimad Bhagavatam it is described, Krishna's face is decorated with ornaments such as earrings resembling sharks, Makara Kundala. You know, in Tukaram Maharaj's Abhanga, he glorifies Krishna. He says, Makara Kundala, that is shark-shaped earrings. So, ordinarily shark-shaped earrings, kya badi baat hai. But when we see it on Krishna, when we see it on Lord Vitthal, it is very beautiful. Anything Krishna does, because he is Supreme Lord, because he is supremely attractive, anything he does attracts the heart. You know, there is this bhajan, Madhuram, Madhuram. You know, actually, we didn't have time to sing that also. But very beautiful. So, whatever Krishna does is very attractive. His ears are beautiful. Do we normally say ears are beautiful? Krishna's ears are beautiful. His cheeks are brilliant. And his smiling is attractive to everyone. So Krishna, you see Gopinath, he has a smile on his face. It's not a full smile, Bhattisi wala smile. It's a very light smile. It's called Smita. Smita. Smita means slight smile is there. You know, where he's smiling, but he's holding back his smile also. So even his smile is very, very beautiful. Very attractive to everyone. Whoever sees Lord Krishna sees a festival. Nityotsava. So it is described in this verse that whoever sees Krishna, it is Nityotsav. Do we have that experience? We don't, because we take for granted. Our senses are so dull. We are used to seeing so many dull things in this material world. When we see Krishna, we don't see this beauty. We don't understand. We hear Krishna is all attractive. We see Krishna is all attractive, but we don't understand. But when we listen, when we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, then the beauty comes out. Then we can realize that, Krishna is actually beautiful. Krishna's paraphernalia is beautiful. Krishna's devotees are beautiful. Everyone connected to Krishna is very beautiful. His face and body are fully satisfying for everyone to see. His face and body, when we see the darshan of the Lord starting from the lotus feet, going all the way up to his lotus face, his eyebrows, his forehead, his beautiful black hair, very satisfying for the heart to see. But there is one problem. So what is the problem? So the gopis, you know, they are saying, there is a major problem. Krishna being so beautiful, there is one major problem. What is that problem? They say that this Brahmaji, he may be creator, but he is faulty creator. Unko kuch aata aata nahi hai, kuch bhi gadbad kar dete hai. Now what is it? He has made a faulty design that whenever every few moments my eyes need to blink. Now you can imagine what is the attraction, what is the love that the gopis have for Krishna. See, we come and stand in front of Gopinath for a few moments. After that we are like, haan, theek hai yaar, chalo, dekh liya, nikal jate hain. And we go down for prasad, when prasad khatam ho jayega, chalo. But the gopis are so attracted naturally to the loving face of Krishna that for one moment also, if wo aank jhapakta hai, it is said to be 1/12 of a second, 1 second that, you know, we don't even realize when an eye blinks. You know, in this moment, when I'm saying blink, all of you are consciously probably blinking. But otherwise, unconsciously, you must have blinked at least 100 times in the last 1 hour, right? So that unconscious blink, the gopis are saying, ye kya faulty design hai, jisme apne ko blink karna padta hai, jiski wajah se for that 1/12th of a second, we can't see Krishna. This is the attraction that they have for Krishna. So, this, as I was telling you, that this beauty of Krishna also is not stationary. Of course, there are many more things we can discuss, but, you know, in order to complete what I wanted to say, I'll just move on. So, this beauty of Krishna is not stationary. It keeps increasing. So, you may say, oh, he's the most beautiful person in all of creation. But, that's not enough. It keeps increasing. So, there is one story that is told that once in the spiritual world, everything is conscious. Everyone, everything. So, there was a flower, you know, which was there in a beautiful kunja. There was a beautiful flower. So, Krishna was coming from, you know, one corner in the spiritual world. He was walking towards that bush where that flower was there. Right? And he was talking and having fun with his, you know, gopas and whatever. At that time, the flower saw Krishna coming. So what the flower did? See, now suppose, you know, you see someone who's very dear to you is coming from front. So, you know, and that person, you are not sure what that person thinks. So immediately, you know, you stand very straight, you know, pet andar, you know, and baal wal thik karke, aisa, you know. So the flower also was looking that Krishna, the Lord of my life, is coming. So the flower, na, at that moment, took a very nice pose, you know, and was waiting that Krishna will see. And the flower, you know, became very beautiful. Flower was already beautiful. But because of the pose that the flower took, the flower became more beautiful. And then Krishna enters the scene. He enters the scene and he just sees, arre, what a beautiful flower. And when he sees that beautiful flower, he smiles. And when he smiles, already he is very beautiful. When he smiles, he becomes million times more beautiful. He becomes even more beautiful. And then that flower looks at Krishna and sees that Krishna has become even more beautiful. Hey Bhagwan, kitne beautiful ho sakte hain ye? See, that flower sees Krishna becoming more beautiful. And by seeing Krishna's beauty, the flower becomes so overwhelmed that the flower becomes more beautiful. Seeing Krishna's reciprocation, the flower becomes more beautiful. When the flower becomes more beautiful, Krishna looks, arre, abhi dekha itna beautiful, now it is looking even more beautiful. And he becomes even more beautiful. And this is just going on in the spiritual world, and Krishna is becoming more and more beautiful. So his beauty is uncontrollably increasing in all directions. This is the beauty of Krishna. So it is described that once Krishna, he was just walking by in the palace, and then suddenly, you know, there was a bejeweled pillar, there's a big pillar. And that pillar was reflecting light. So as Krishna was passing by, he just looked at the pillar. And he saw his own reflection. And when he sees his own reflection, he was also stunned. He was so beautiful that he was stunned by his own reflection. So this is the beauty of Krishna. So this description of the beauty of Krishna, we need to keep reading. We need to keep taking shelter of the beautiful words of Srimad Bhagavatam, of Brahma Samhita, you know, then we will be able to understand. And we need to increase. We today don't have any attraction for Krishna. We have very little attraction for Krishna and his pastimes and his form and his name. Very little. We are doing the process of bhakti, but still we have a very long way to go. We still haven't come to that point where we are spontaneously just attracted to the lotus feet of the Lord. But we need to increase. We need to consciously increase our attraction for Krishna. Why? Why do we need to do that? Why we need to come to the point of pure devotional service? Because until we come to the point of deep attraction for the Supreme Lord, until we come to that point of pure devotion to the Supreme Lord, what is going to happen to us? We will stay in this material world. We will live in this material world. We will be miserable in this miserable material world. It's very difficult to get out unless you have something seriously pulling you back, dragging you back. Very difficult to leave the material world. So we need to increase our attraction. Another thing. Unless we develop a desire in our heart. Unless we develop a desire in our heart to serve Krishna, here, to be with Krishna, to serve Krishna, what will we do in the spiritual world? Like Prabhuji mentioned in the morning, you may go back to the spiritual world, you know, because of mercy of Srila Prabhupada and Lord Chaitanya, you may go back to the spiritual world. Aur wahan jaake gate pe puchenge, acha bhai sahab, kon ho? ID batao. Bole, nahi, Prabhupada. You know, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. Prabhuji said in the morning, Namo Om Vishnu Padaya. We'll chant Pranidhi Mantra of Srila Prabhupada. Haan, theek hai, okay, accepted. Yahan kya karoge? Why you came here? You know, what do you want to do here? Now, if you don't have a clear answer to that, I want to serve. You know, I want to serve Krishna. I want to love Krishna. If we don't have that, we're just getting out of this material world and going to the spiritual world because we are sick of material world. What will you do in the spiritual world? We have to develop attraction for the lotus feet of Krishna. We have to develop attraction for serving Krishna, serving Krishna's devotees. Here, in this material world, while we still have hands, legs intact, haath paav salamat hai, tabhi tak Bhagwan ki seva karne ki ruchi bhi banao, aur seva bhi karo, aadat bhi banao. So, we have to develop this desire to be with Krishna and serve Him here in this life. Then we will be able to go to the spiritual world and serve Him there. Then, another point that why we need to be attracted, why we need to consciously increase our attraction to Krishna. Because even Krishna wants it. Krishna also wants us to be attracted to Him. Which is why He leaves the spiritual world and comes here. He wants us to be attracted. He says in the Gita, Man mana bhava mad bhakto madhyaji mam namaskuru. Why he is saying? He is saying because he wants us to be attracted to him. He comes and performs all these pastimes. Why? If he just comes as God, you know, powerful God, just destroying demons, that's it. You know, Vinashaya cha duskritam. There is no paritranaya sadhunam. Only vinashaya cha duskritam. He comes, does and goes. Devotees ke liye kya attraction hai usme? There is no attraction. But when they see these beautiful pastimes, when they see the merciful nature of Krishna, that even to Putana who came to kill him, even to that Putana, his Leela Madhuri is such that he gives her, he liberates her, he kills her, he liberates her and gives her the position of nurse in spiritual world, directly assisting Mother Yashoda. What? Ke Dayalu, how merciful is this Krishna? How unimaginably merciful is this Krishna? So when Krishna performs such pastimes, you may see that God is great. You know, by reading Bhagavad Gita is enough to understand God is great. You read Gita, only a fool will not understand that God is great. He's very great. He's greatest. But then, if God is great, you see we see a lot of great people in this world, right? Very powerful, very strong, very intelligent, very wealthy, very, you know, whatever. Great opulences they have. But then, generally speaking, such people are nasty. They're nasty. And they don't care for someone who is very ordinary, you know, common man on the street ke liye unko koi lena dena nahi hai. Sabse jo ameer aadmi hai, agar koi gareeb uske paas aata hai, sir, mere ko aapke saath thoda 5 minute bitana hai, hat, time nahi hai tere paas, ab mere paas time nahi hai. You just get rid of them. So because there is a pride in the heart, because they are great, they have some opulence, so they are great. So our tendency is to think that this Krishna is possessor of all 6 opulences in unlimited degree. He is the source of all material and spiritual worlds. Everything comes from Him. He is incarnated as Paramatma in our heart. Sab kuch to wahi hai. To mere jaise tuchh prani ke liye unko kuch... Is he interested? Is he even bothered about me? Yeah, that's where Sukhdev, you know, Goswami explains that how merciful Krishna is. Forget about devotees. Even Putana who came to kill Him, He gave her this position of nurse in the spiritual world. So merciful Krishna is. This is the description. So Krishna also wants us to be attracted to Him. That's why He comes to this material world and performs these pastimes. He incarnates, He comes Himself. He incarnates as Bhagavatam. The Srimad Bhagavatam is book form of Krishna. So when this Bhagavatam, when we read it, we are directly associating with Krishna. We should have that faith. Right? Why consciously we should do this? Why consciously we should try to increase our attraction? Because automatically it will not happen. Some of us may feel, you know, ki haan, yaar, abhi kya hai na, bhakti mein aa gaye. We have come to ISKCON and we are chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra every day, every Sunday, tick mark. Temple mein to aate hain bhai, aate hain hamesha. So it's not necessary if you are just chanting 16 rounds every day and you are coming to the temple every Sunday. It's not necessary that just by doing that we will become pure devotees. No, we have to consciously endeavor. We have to make our efforts. Like in the Damodar Leela, it's described 2 fingers. One finger is our endeavor. What are we doing to attract Krishna? Krishna is trying to attract us. What are we doing to attract Him? That is our endeavor, our effort, our desire to go back to Godhead, to serve Krishna. That is our input. And then finally Krishna's input, where His mercy comes and He pulls us out of the material world. But Krishna's input is far more important, because unka yogdan, jo hamara yogdan ko 10% 20% hoga, 80% to Bhagwan ka yogdan hai. What is our contribution? Nothing. But that yogdan is very important for Krishna. If we sincerely are trying to get attracted to Krishna, how can we show Krishna that we are trying to increase our attraction? By sincerely chanting His holy names, by reading Srimad Bhagavatam, by listening to these narrations again and again, not one time, ek baar suna, are kya badhiya maza aaya yaar. But no, again and again we take shelter of Srimad Bhagavatam, again and again we come and take darshan of the Supreme Lord, we dance in His kirtan. When kirtan is going on, we should dance in that kirtan, take full enthusiasm, we take part. This is all showing our desire to Krishna, that my Lord, I want to be attracted to You. I don't have attraction. Today, mere hriday mein ek boond bhar ka bhi attraction nahi hai. But I want it. If we show the Lord we want it by our actions, Lord will actually give us that attraction. So we need to consciously increase our attraction. So how can we do it? What is the method? Kya tarika hai? So how does anyone develop love for anybody in this world? Is dunya mein kisi se agar hum prem बनाना चाहते हैं, जताना चाहते हैं, तो कैसे होता है? हाउ डू वी डेवलप लव? बाय प्लीजिंग देम, बाय स्पेंडिंग टाइम विद देम. ऐसा तो नहीं होगा कि तुम अपने घर में, मैं अपने घर में, कोई कम्युनिकेशन नहीं है और प्रेम उत्पन्न हुआ. नहीं होता ना. वी हैव टू स्पेंड टाइम टूगेदर विद दैट पर्सन, इजंट इट? देन ओनली लव डेवलप्स. व्हाई वी डोंट हैव लव फॉर भागवतम? व्हाई वी डोंट हैव लव फॉर होली नेम? वी हैव लव फॉर प्रसाद, वी डोंट हैव लव फॉर एनीथिंग एल्स. व्हाई? बिकॉज वी आर नॉट स्पेंडिंग इनफ क्वालिटी टाइम विद दैट पर्सन. यू स्पेंड क्वालिटी टाइम विद योर लव्ड वन, यू नो, लिसनिंग टू वॉट दे वॉन्ट, सर्विंग देम sincerely, attentively listening when they are talking, then love develops. You serve them, they serve you. That's how love develops, isn't it? In the same way, through prolonged hearing, through association of the Lord in the form of His holy names, through sincerely, attentively, intensely chanting the holy names, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, 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 Hare, Hare. Through intensely, sincerely chanting the holy names like this every day, when we pick up the beads, we should chant with that intensity. At least you should try. You may not succeed. Maybe you'll do it for a few moments, then vapas you'll go back to your old ways. But those few moments are very attractive to Him. इसने आज कोशिश किया. वेरी नाइस. लॉर्ड इज अट्रैक्टेड बाय स्मॉल थिंग्स. ही इज भावग्राही. इज नॉट लुकिंग फॉर योर डिग्रीज. ही इज नॉट लुकिंग हाउ मच मनी यू अर्नड. ही इज लुकिंग एट हाउ मच भक्ति यू अर्नड. सो थ्रू सिंसियरली डूइंग आर साधना, बाय फुल्ली स्पेंडिंग टाइम विद कृष्णा, यू आर स्पेंडिंग दैट टाइम. इफ यू आर चैंटिंग 16 राउंड्स ऑफ हरे कृष्ण महामंत्रा, इट इज 1.5-2 आवर्स. एनीवे 2 घंटे अगर पति पत्नी एक साथ बैठे हैं, दोनों अगर फोन लेके बैठे हैं, तो क्या फायदा? कोई फायदा हुआ? कुछ नहीं हुआ ना. दोनों एक दूसरे का चेहरा भी नहीं देख रहे, खाली फोन लेके बैठे हैं. या एक फोन लेके बैठा, दूसरा वेट कर रहे हैं. अच्छा, अभी देखेगा, अभी कुछ बोलेगा, अभी कुछ करेगा. कुछ नहीं, इज सिटिंग देयर एंड लुकिंग एट हिज फोन. हाउ स्टूपिड, इजंट इट? कैन लव डेवलप लाइक दिस? नो. इन द सेम वे, व्हेन वी आर चैंटिंग द हरे कृष्ण महामंत्रा, वी नीड टू बी अटेंटिव. We need to put our energy into it. You know, once I remember Shyamanand Prabhu, somebody had mentioned that after chanting your 16 rounds, if you're feeling very fresh, there is a problem. Kuch gadbad hai. You should be feeling tired, exhausted after your 16 rounds, because that much effort has gone. You've been fighting with your mind that no, I want to listen. I want to hear the holy names. When we spend time like that with Krishna and His holy names, love for holy name will develop. When we spend time with Srimad Bhagavatam, not that, you know, kharida, shelf mein rakha, roj usko dekhte hain, nityam bhagavat sevaya, very good. No, when we read Srimad Bhagavatam daily, we take time to read, then love for Bhagavatam will develop. This is actually true. If we don't read, we have no love. But when you really start reading daily, you will automatically develop an attraction, you get addicted to it. That is what the power of Bhagavatam is. That's what the words of Srila Prabhupada are doing. They're so powerful. So like this, by hearing, associating, by serving in the associate, Krishna is more pleased, like Prabhuji mentioned in the morning also, that Krishna is more pleased if you serve His devotees than even if you serve Him. You serve the Vaishnavas like a father and mother are more pleased if you serve the child than if you serve them. Same way, if we serve Krishna's devotees, He is very pleased. By chanting, so then Krishna explains in Gita how to remember Him, how to mat chitta mat gata prana bodhayanta parasparam kathayantascha mam nityam tushyanti cha ramanti cha. And it is very satisfying. Tushyanti cha ramanti cha is satisfying and very enlivening when we keep hearing Hari Katha. See, if we hear, if we know that Krishna is all attractive, we just know. We don't have realization of that. You know, but when we keep hearing like this, pastimes, when we read, you listen to lectures, then Krishna's beauty comes out. By even looking at the deities, after hearing katha, when we look at the deities, they look different. They actually look different. Whoever is speaking, See, it's not that someone who's very empowered is speaking. Anybody speaks about Krishna, about his beauty, it is attractive to the heart. Because our heart is looking for that. We are looking for someone who is all attractive. We are looking for someone who is all compassionate, who is all powerful, who will never let me down. We are looking for that person. And then that person is standing there waiting for you. Baba, come, take my darshan. And then when we take that darshan with that consciousness, with that understanding, then our heart changes. So constant hearing, reading Bhagavatam, Krishna book, etc., we know that Krishna is all attractive. When we take darshan of the Lord, once His Holiness Radhanand Maharaj had taken a lecture, he said, don't do things mechanically. We do everything mechanically. So even darshan can be a mechanical process. Kaise? Start with Nitya Gaur Chandra. Pehla Nityanandav ka lotus feet, fir his navel, fir his face, then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, lotus feet, navel face, then Radharani, then Krishna. Very mechanical process. Ting, ting, ting. Step one, ho gaya. Ting, ting, ting. Step two, ho gaya. It can become mechanical. No, when we look at the Lord, even if we have no feelings, we don't have feelings. We know all. Sabko pata hai. We don't have any love for Krishna. But when we look, we should look, try to look with love. With intensity, with intense desire, we should look at the Lord and my Lord, I have no love for you. But I want to serve you. I want to develop love for you. Please bless me with your mercy. With that desire, if we look at the Lord, it's a very different thing. That experience is very different. So, like that. Through visiting, by serving and preaching, another way to develop attraction for Krishna is by serving devotees. By preaching, if you read, if you hear, that is one thing. When you tell others about it, it becomes even more. Well, it's like, when you preach, actually it is for yourself. It's not for the audience. You're preaching for yourself. So that you get attracted, you feel convinced somewhere. Okay, I'm not doing, main itna bold raha hu, lekin khud nahi kar raha hu. You also get that realization. So the Lord gives you that realization when you preach. Through visiting the dhams and hearing about Krishna's pastimes there. It is very important to go for yatras, to visit the places where the Lord has performed these pastimes and listen to katha there. What is so special about it? Dham mein sunna aur mandir mein sunne mein kya farak hai? Mandir bhi to, this is also dham only. But still, when you go to Vrindavan and you hear, you sit at Govindakund and there you hear about Gaur and Leela, it is different than sitting here and hearing or sitting in your home and hearing. What is the difference? It's different because the pastime has actually happened there. Like for some of you may have ever gone to college reunion, school reunion. Koi gaya? Anyone? Very few people. College or school ka reunion jo hota hai. So, jab college ka ya school ka reunion hota hai, what happens? Sometimes one friend is in US and he has come to India. So, wo WhatsApp group mein message aata hai ki I'm in India, I'd like to meet. So, around aisa 6-7 jan regular jo aate hai, hamesha wohi aate hai, milte hai. Aise they'll talk about, arre college mein wo prof tha, wo aisa tha, wo khadus tha, wo ye tha, ye tha. Hasi majak hoga and then they go home. Correct? This is typical reunion, normally. But, if they meet in the college, that is very different. Uska atmosphere hi alag ho jata. Because all those memories just come rushing back. The nostalgia becomes much higher. You become much more ecstatic. And then sometimes you bump into some professor. You see some pyun, who used to always be there. Abhi bhi hai, arre abhi bhi hai ye. And then the feelings just come rushing back. And then when you discuss about, अरे इधर ये हुआ था इधर अरे ये विंडो से कूद के बाहर गया था क्लास के बीच में एंड देन सडनली दैट ऑल दोस पास्ट टाइम्स सो कॉल्ड दे बिकम मच मोर लाइवली व्हाई बिकॉज इट्स हैपेंड ओवर देयर सेम वे व्हेन वी गो एंड हियर अबाउट कृष्णास पास्ट टाइम वी हियर अबाउट हाउ कृष्णा इन भंडीरवन क्लाइम्ड ऑन दिस बैनियन ट्री फ्रॉम दिस ट्री जम्प्ड ऑन टू दिस ट्री एंड दिस ट्री एक्सटेंड्स फॉर हाफ अ किलोमीटर एंड यू सी दैट ट्री एंड यू कैन इमेजिन द लॉर्ड परफॉर्मिंग दोस पास्ट टाइम्स वेरी डिफरेंट एक्सपीरियंस वी कैन इंक्रीज आवर अट्रैक्शन लाइक दिस एंड फाइनली लास्ट बट डेफिनेटली नॉट लीस्ट मोस्ट इंपॉर्टेंट हु इज द वन हु इज मोस्ट अट्रैक्टेड टू कृष्णा Shrimati Radharani. She is most attracted. There is nobody in this entire universe all put together. Sabka attraction ek taraf. Shrimati Radharani ka attraction ek taraf. No one is attracted to Krishna like she is. She is the ठेकेदार ऑफ लव फॉर कृष्णा, ठेकेदार ठेकेदारनी ऑफ लव फॉर कृष्णा. सो बेस्ट वे इज टू गो टू श्रीमती राधारानी एंड बेग फॉर हर मर्सी दैट ओ मदर आई हैव नो लव फॉर कृष्णा बट प्लीज इफ इट इज योर डिजायर प्लीज ब्लेस मी दैट आई मे डेवलप वन ड्रॉप. फॉर अस हमारी औकात क्या है, हम वी आर इनसिग्निफिकेंट, 1/10,000 टिप ऑफ अ हेयर, द सोल इज सो इनसिग्निफिकेंट. वन ड्रॉप ऑफ कृष्णाज मर्सी, श्रीमती राधारानीज मर्सी, वन ड्रॉप इज इनफ टू ड्राउन अस, कंप्लीटली ड्राउन अस. सो वी शुड प्रे टू श्रीमती राधारानी, टू अर लोटस फीट दैट प्लीज ओ मदर प्लीज गिव मी दिस, यू नो आई हैव रेड अबाउट इट, आई हैव हर्ड अबाउट इट, आई हैव सीन इट, आई हैव एक्सपीरियंस्ड इट, but still I am not attracted to your master. Please bless me that I may also receive the great mercy of, you know, being able to develop some attraction for Krishna, and that will be the perfection of our life. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.